And Tony, let's begin our conversation about enlightened relationships. I think it's pretty clear what relationships are. Maybe just at this time of bit of fear on the planet at the moment, it's quite turbulent, catastrophic, you know, time for us beings on planet Earth, and those are the vibes that are surrounding us, obviously, with what's going on in Japan. And it might be a good time to revisit the word enlightened, if you don't mind. Relationships, certainly, we know what that is. Enlightened, enlightenment. Can you tell us more about what you mean by enlightenment, Tony, before we go into what enlightened relationships are?
Yes. Yes, I think that's very important because, as you say, the world today just has so many interesting things going on, and the tendency is for us to get caught up in those things in the sense that we feel that the situation is not nurturing or helping the depth of our hearts or the depth of our connection to the world. We, as you say, you know, we have this sense of fear, you know, the nuclear power radiation that is being released through whatever is going on in Japan brings up a sense of fear. And fear and the sense of separation is the opposite of enlightenment, the opposite of being open and connected. And I think the tendency is for when things get difficult or when situations are not very easy to deal with or understand, we close up, and we close up not just to ourselves and to how we feel, but we close up to the flow of energy that I call life energy that helps us to connect to the many levels of reality that create a sense of deep intelligence. And this, to me, is enlightenment. Enlightenment is a connection with much more than just the mind or personal emotions that one has to deal with as a human being, but rather to be connected with the bigger picture and be connected with something that is much more subtle but everywhere. And I call this the divine. Some people call it, you know, the higher aspect of oneself, or God, or there are so many names. And when we're connected to this, I feel that we connect to the depth of other human beings, but also to the situations that arise through the communication that happens between human beings and the communication that happens between human beings and the natural aspects of the world, and also the civilization that we, you know, have to deal with, you know, all the aspects of civilization that we have to relate to. And a sense of enlightenment is being free of the fear and the separation that there is a tendency for many people to feel at this moment, especially. And this leads to a very unenlightened relationship with oneself and also with the world, a sense of separation.
Absolutely. There's an existential irony there, isn't there? When we need it most, it might be the hardest time to put our finger on it.
Exactly. It's almost like the dark night of the soul.
Yeah.